Welcome. Bienvenue to our little camp out. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week is Live in the Shoe Swap's second installment of Wildwood Productions Canada Sea to Sea, a celebration in song of our 150th anniversary as a nation, featuring music by, for, and about Canadians. Grab a seat by the campfire. They're just tuning up. The narrator just put one finger up to her lips.
Home I'll be. Nova Scotia is one of Canada's eastern maritime provinces on the Atlantic. It's home to puffins and seals, and the Bay of Fundy with its famously extreme tides. Found on the northernmost part of the province is the island of Cape Breton, and from this place the song Home I'll Be was written by Rita McNeil.
Ancient as Anne of Green Gables was written by Lucy Maud Montgomery in 1908. It is the story of an orphan, Anne Shirley, raised by a couple in Prince Edward Island, expecting a boy, which is what they had specified in correspondence with the orphanage. Matthew is flummoxed when he discovers a girl, not a boy, on the train station platform when he arrives in his buckboard. Unaccustomed to much female interaction, let alone that with a young girl, Matthew is bewildered by this energetic and imaginative young girl. In this scene, Matthew has confirmed that there is indeed a brook down below the house at Green Gables.
Fancy? I never thought I'd live near a brook. I always dreamed I might, but I never expected it to come true. Dreams don't often come true, do they? It would be nice if they did. But right now, I feel pretty nearly perfectly happy. But I can't be exactly perfectly happy. Because, well, what color would you call this?
Well, it's red, ain't it?
It's red. You're right, it's red. Nobody can be happy that has red hair. Now you know why I can't be perfectly happy. I don't mind the other things. My freckles, green eyes, skinniness. I can imagine them away. I can imagine a beautiful rosy red complexion and violetly star eyes. But I can't imagine my red hair away. I try my best. I think to myself, I imagine. I have beautiful black hair, I say to myself, just like a raven's wing. But all the time, I know it is just plain red, and it breaks my heart. It will be my lifelong sorrow. I read of a girl once in a novel who had a lifelong sorrow, but it wasn't red hair. Her hair was pure gold, rippling back from an alabaster brow. What is an alabaster brow? I never could find out. Can you tell me?
Well, now, I'm afraid I can't.
Whatever it was something nice, because she was divinely beautiful. Have you ever imagined what it might be, feel like to be divinely beautiful?
Well, now, no, I haven't. No.
I have, often. Which would you rather be if you had the choice? Divinely beautiful, dazzlingly clever, or angelically good?
Well, now, I'm afraid I don't know.
I can't decide either. But it doesn't make much difference because it's unlikely I'll be either. It is certain, though, I'll never be angelically good.
Written by Jim Stewart, is about Owen Christie, who is one of some 16,000 Irish immigrants destined for St. John, New Brunswick during the famine year of 1847. About 2,000 died on the voyage over or shortly thereafter. Owen himself died on Partridge Island in St. John Harbor, site of a quarantine station. God rest their souls. This is Lament.